This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The second aid convoy destined for desperate Palestinian civilians reached Gaza Sunday as Israel widened its attacks to include targets in Syria and the occupied West Bank. The Israeli prime minister warned Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group that if it launches its own war, they'll cripple it with a force it cannot even imagine. For days, Israel has been on the verge of launching a ground offensive in Gaza following Hamas's brutal October 7th rampage through a series of Israeli communities. Tanks and troops have been massed at the Gaza border waiting for the command to cross. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday that the United States expects the Israel-Hamas war to escalate through involvement by proxies of Iran. And they asserted that the Biden administration is prepared to respond if American personnel or armed forces become the target of any such hostilities. Austin, echoing Biden, or I should say Blinken, said what we're seeing is a prospect of significant escalation of attacks on our troops and our people throughout the region. Hezbollah did announce the deaths of five more militants as clashes along the Lebanon-Israel border intensified. And the Israeli prime minister warned Lebanon on Sunday not to get itself dragged into a new war. Hezbollah has reported the deaths of 24 of its militants since Hamas's bloody October 7th rampage in southern Israel. At least six militants from Hamas and another militant group, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and at least four civilians have died in the near-daily hostilities that have been escalating there. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A missile strike on a mail depot in the eastern city of Kharkiv killed six people, according to Ukrainian officials Sunday, as Ukraine reported a record number of bomb attacks in the southern Kherson region. Further, 17 people were wounded in the blast late Saturday, which is believed to have been caused by a Russian S-300 rocket. The Ukrainian held front line city has been at the heart of fierce fighting as both Moscow and Kyiv push for a battlefield breakthrough amid the looming onset of wintry conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his war against Ukraine in February of last year. A Detroit synagogue president who was fatally stabbed at her home was remembered Sunday by family, friends, and top Michigan officials as a generous, thoughtful leader who built bridges between communities. As mourners gathered to pay respects to Samantha Wohl, police said their ongoing investigation of her killing found no evidence of anti-Semitism as a motive. The 40-year-old, or Wohl, or Sam, as she was known to friends and family, led the Isaac Agreed Downtown Synagogue and was a campaign staffer for Attorney General Dana Nissen and former aide to Democratic Representative Alyssa Slotkin. Venezuelans became the largest nationality arrested for illegally crossing the U.S. border last month, replacing Mexicans for the first time on record. Figures released Saturday also showed that September was the second highest month for arrest of all nationalities. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says arrests for the government's budget year ended September 30th, top 2 million for the second in a row. Venezuelans were arrested nearly 55,000 times by the Border Patrol after entering from Mexico in September. That's more than double the number from August and well above the previous monthly high of about 34,000 arrests in September of 2022. Recapping our top story, the second aid convoy destined for desperate Palestinian civilians reached Gaza on Sunday as Israel widened its attacks to include targets in Syria and the occupied West Bank. And the Israeli prime minister warned Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group that if it launches its own war, they'll cripple it with a force it can't even imagine. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.